It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Friday night in January means high school basketball. It's a big East League doubleheader tonight as the Holton Wildcats are in Seneca to take on the Nemaha Central Thunder. And we are just underway as we'll get you caught up to speed. Had some technical difficulties, and we're still not quite streaming yet with live video on the Holton channel at msdsports.net. But Justin Fluke alongside Coach John Holliday with you here on 92.1 KMZA. Our studio producer tonight is Kurt Kilman. Nemaha Central and Holton meeting for the second time this season. The first game went to overtime, and Holton was victorious. And Holton got the opening tip tonight and has had three shots. And now finally a jump ball is going to give it to Nemaha Central. Holton missing their first three shots of this game. And now they'll fall back on defense. Holton comes in with a record of 5-2. They've won five consecutive after an 0-2 start. Nemaha Central is 4-3. Their girls started the season 0-3, but they've won four games in a row. So two teams playing great basketball and a long winning streak coming into tonight here at Seneca. Nemaha Central, the home team in white under Coach Haddon Hilchin in his 15th season, getting their first crack on offense against the Holton zone. Something they didn't see a lot of back in December, but the Thunder, like Holton, missed their first shot of the night, and we remain scoreless 1 minute into this game. Kurt Heisler, the sixth-year head coach for the Holton girls, who have their road blues on tonight, and they throw it away. Wilcox pass stolen. Here's Cammie Dolly now. It's up the court. Nice jump stop, and she missed the bunny. And there is a lid on the basket for both teams here at the start. We'll give you the Holton starters. It's 5'11 senior Brooke Wilcott, 5'4 senior Kaya Taylor, also 6'0 senior Laura Larrison, 6'0 senior Elizabeth Schuster. And rounding out Holton's starting lineup, the only non-senior is 5'8 junior Lily Tanking. For Nemaha Central, Cammie Dollinghouse, the 5'6 senior. One big key for Nemaha Central is the return of Haley Holthouse. She missed the first meeting between these games this season. She's a 5'7 senior. Nemaha is led by Callie Honeyman, a 5'11 senior in almost every statistical category, as Laura Larrison goes to the right side of the lane and puts it up and in off the window, and Holton's got an early 2-0 lead. You got Dollinghouse and Honeyman and Holthouse, also Emma Hermish, who is a sophomore at 5'8", and rounding out the starting lineup is Reagan Garrity, a 6-foot senior for Nemaha Central. Both these teams have some pretty good size. Thunder turn it over for the first time tonight. So Holton will get it back here with a 2-0 lead. Coach John Holliday, I think I've kind of got everybody caught up to speed. It's been a whirlwind of a night, but we're ready for some good basketball.
Well, this is Holton Nemaha of old, because I tell you what, both these teams are playing good basketball. They got things going. Like I said, long win streaks. I had a quick conversation with Haddon Hilchin. He talked to me and said he promises this Holton Nemaha game will be a lot better than the last one, he said. So we're going to see what happens. They obviously having a player come back is going to help them. But I think they got some things going. They had a tough start of the year, and they're ready to play some basketball. And it's that high-low action that we saw right there, getting Garrity the basketball and an easy bucket. Any indication? It's going to be a great one. Point. Paint touches, both teams right now.
Holton turns it over, so we're tied at two. Thunder looking to take their first lead. Here's a Dollinghouse triple in the left side. She airballed it long. It'll be Holton basketball with 2.5 minutes gone by. So Reagan Garrity gets the first points from Nemaha on the high-low, and Laura Larrison has the two-point bucket for Holton. Wildcats will face some full-court pressure here. Schuster to Wilcott on the run here on the near side, all the way to the goal. Now she tried to pass it out. Nobody was ready for it. Looked like Wilcott taking it to the rack, but wanted to make a pass. Nobody home, and Holton turns it over, a second straight possession.
Well, that's one of them things you got to see when somebody's dribble drive baseline or go to the rim on the other side. If you're on the back side, get the baseline corner because that's where the easy out is.
And Holton playing a lot of zone, something they didn't do in the first few games of the season, but they've really excelled in this zone. With Wilcott and Taylor at the top of a 2-3 look. Here's Dollinghouse, another three-pointer. This one hit the iron in the backboard, but wouldn't drop. So Thunder have struggled from the perimeter, shooting threes this season just over 20% as a team. Here's a pass inside to Larrison, who's on the floor, but it's tied up. Good defense there by Nemaha Central, and on the deck with Cammy Dollinghouse. It'll be Holton Ball here on this possession arrow. Actually, Holton got the opening tip. I think this is our first jump ball. It should be Nemaha Central possession, right?
Virginia check. Yes, I agree with you. I don't think they had one.
Was there an earlier jump ball? That's what I'm trying to remember. It was Coach Kurt Heisler here at the scores table and Coach Haddon Hilchin discussing things with the official. So it's the first jump, I think, they decided, and it is Nemaha Central ball. Holton will not press in the full court. Of course, the Wildcats don't have near as much depth. They've been playing with just six players much of the season, but played eight, and all eight players scored on Tuesday earlier this week as Holton won against Sabatha 40-11 for their fifth straight win. What a defensive effort, holding Sabatha to just 2 points in the first half and 11 total on that night Tuesday. Thunder near corner. Here's Hermish at three. She's their best one from the outside. Rebound tipped away from Honeyman. Wilcott can't hang on, and now a jump ball by our official George Ebert. As Dollinghouse and Wilcott tangled to the deck, this time it will be Holton basketball. 4:27 to go, first quarter. By the way, this is the game that counts for the league standings between these teams this season. Holton won 54-51 in overtime on December 13th. That was technically a non-league game, as it's just one game against each Big 7 opponent that counts for the league standings here the first year in the Mideast, or Big East.
Yeah, long pass by Holton, picked off. Nemaha resets against the zone. Turns it over, trying to get the ball inside. Nemaha press looks a little more active than probably the last time we saw him. And it's like a group of girls that's flying to the basketball a little bit more. I thought they were pretty stagnant the last time the whole Nemaha played.
Nemaha, though, with their second turnover of the game, and that was a problem in the first meeting. They had a lot of turnovers. We knew with Haley Holthouse back, that should help quite a bit. Holton with the basketball here in the game tied. Olivia Doney has checked in, a 5'9 sophomore. Here's Taylor from the outside, no good. Their best three-point threat, able to get the loose ball rebound. Schuster left of the lane. She'll put it up for two. That's no good. And now they're going to hit Laura Larrison with an over-the-back foul. So one foul now on both these teams here in the first quarter.
Actually, they called that one on, they did get it off. I thought they went the other way. Timeout, Nemaha, 30.
So we'll step away and catch our breath as we get you caught up with a late start into this game. Kurt Kilman, our captain, back at the studios, will take us to a 30-second timeout with Nemaha Holton tied early 2-2 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin John Holliday back with you here on 92.1 KMZA. Streaming worldwide and free online at mscsports.net. Click KMZA. For the Nemaha Central timeout, they have the basketball, but not for long. The pass a little high and tipped and stolen away. Both teams now with three turnovers and both teams with only 2 points. Here's Schuster left side, and she's able to bank it in to give Holton back the lead.
Great ball movement by Holton. Olivia Doney with good. I'd give her an assist on that. It's a great pass. Had Liz up top field and made an easy bucket. Here we got a jump ball.
Stay with the Thunder.
Timeout. Nope. We're going to give timeout to Holton. They'll keep possession of the basketball.
Another 30-second timeout with Holton now ahead 4-3. We'll keep it here during this timeout. So Holton has played five Big East League games. They're 4-1. Their only loss coming to Silver Lake. Nemaha Central has played four Big East games. And in January, they played three of them. They beat Jeff West 47-18. They beat Perry 58-21. And then they beat Royal Valley earlier this week 58-26. So Nemaha's three wins here in January have all been by 30 points or more. So they have been hot after struggling early on. They got the first win of the season against Valley Heights by 2 points just before the Christmas break. Adam Hilchin's team trying to keep their winning streak going, alive at 4 balls, and has won 5, and this will be the last meeting between the teams this season. Fulton is 4A, and Nemoff Central is 3A. Both teams have used a timeout. There's a steal. Nice job by Honeyman. She missed the layup after stealing it away from Holton. Nemoff Central gets the rebound. They lob it to Honeyman, but it's too tall over her head. And Honeyman saves it in off of Taylor. So great hustle plays by Tally Honeyman. Nemoff Central missing some pretty good looks, though, here early on. 5 minutes gone by. The officials are going to discuss this. They're going to keep it with Nemoff Central basketball at the three-minute mark here in the first quarter. 4-2. Holton.
That's a nice call.
He was real quiet about that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Taylor across the timeline to Wilcott. It's a two-on-one break. Brooks threads the needle to Tony. Hooks it up and in. Olivia Tony with her first points off the bench. Assist, Brooke Wilcott. And now it's steal, but Wilcott can't save it as she knocks it out of bounds near the timeline. So good defensively, among the best in the Big 7 in steals each of the last 2 years. And Brooke Wilcott leading Holton, averaging 15 points a game. Maha led by Callie Honeyman at 14 points an outing. Holton scoring 50 points per game. Nemoff just about 45 points an outing this season. As mentioned, they've struggled shooting the basketball. That's been the case so far here tonight. They've missed all three of their threes. Here's Honeyman underneath. Nice pass to Hermish. He lays it in, and it's the first point for Emma Hermish. And then Taylor stepped on the sideline out of bounds. This is the first time Holton's seen a lot of, you know, aggressive full-court pressure, something they struggled with early against Silver Lake and Burlington. And this is a big test since those first two games that they lost pretty handedly.
Yes, they did. Burlington, you know, it was impressive that night. We saw them, but they were hitting threes. Nemoff hasn't hit any threes yet at all, but their pressure has been relentless. And I don't think they're going to back away from it tonight. They act like they're going to fit into it, play 32 minutes of pressure basketball.
Holton's still in his zone. Thunder get an inside touch to Honeyman. Down on the baseline out as Zoe Sudbeck had checked in. Sudbeck is a 5'8 senior, first player off the Thunder bench. And it's going to be Holton basketball. That's a turnover on Nemoff Central. Both teams now with 4 turnovers. But the Thunders have come in the front court. Holton's turnover is coming in the back court against this press. And there's another turnover nearly. Loose ball. Who's going to get there? Players stumbling on top of each other, and Nemoff's got the basketball. They force another turnover. Here's a three by Hermish on the right wing. It's too strong. Rebound on the deck. Taylor dives for it, but they say she traveled as she came to her feet with the dribble.
Got off the deck. Didn't have a dribble down yet. Travel call. Holton is really struggling with this Nemoff pressure.
Thinking it got a quick breather. She's back in. Laura Larrison goes out. Here's an inbound pass to Sudbeck. They left her wide open in the paint, but she can't score on the jumper there in the lane. So Holton maintains a 2-point lead. We're down to a minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Tony on the right, up top to Tanking. Lily averaging 5 points per game and has hit 6 triples on the year. Tony over to Wilcott. Brooke across the lane, into the paint, up off the glass. Too strong. She missed it a bit high. Hollinghouse sprints ahead, passes to Honeyman on the left block. At the foul line, finds Sudbeck. Out to Hermish. Nemoff's missed their first 4 threes. They'll try again. This one's Jade Mackey, and that one's no good. Mackey in there, a junior off the bench. Holton ahead to Wilcott in transition. 1-on-4. Brooke lost the basketball. Another Holton turnover. This game has a rapid pace.
I was going to say, it's an up-and-down game. But neither team's getting a lot of quality shots off. Nemoff Central's married to the three-point line right now, not getting any paint touches. Holton hadn't got much offense run last year. They're sped up right now.
Larrison back in, and also for Holton, Taylor Segenhagen, a 5'4 junior, who's only played in 3 games this season, but she played really well, scored 5 against Sabatha. They're going to ask her to help handle the ball against the pressure of Nemoff here with under a minute to play now in quarter number 1. Under inbound play against the Holton zone, under their own basket. They'll get it up top to Hermish. They'll feed Dollinghouse on the right side. Back to the left of the floor to Mackey. Taylor steps out on her in that 2-3 Holton zone. Here's Garrity from the foul line out to Dollinghouse. Fires up another three. That one no good long. Segenhagen had it. Finds Taylor. A 1-on-1 race with Dollinghouse, and Taylor will bring it back out. Henke, the trailer, a triple. No. and Nemaha rebounds with 30 seconds to go. Hermish fakes the three, cuts it in the paint, pulls up from six. That rolls off right side. Garrity boards it, and it's fouled on their way up. It'll be our first free throws of the night, and Holton's third foul will be personal number one on junior Lily Tanky. Like both teams trying to go a little bit too fast right now, rushing everything. Ready at the line, 60% this season. First of two, and out, rolls off.
Well, we should have all invested in Orange Bank. Baseball's going to need some after tonight, just right. So both teams are playing their tails off.
Right.
They're getting after it. Lots of activity, bodies flying, physical.
Garrity hits the second of two free throws. It's a one-point game. Holton against the press. Here's Sagan-Hagen to Tanking on the right side. Between two defenders. Collision. No call. Shot up. No good. Larison being careful not to get her second personal. Now Dollinghouse chucks it ahead. Way over the top of Honeyman. That's a Nemaha Central turnover. Their fifth one of the opening frame. Subs in for both teams with just 5.5 seconds to go. Wilcott checks in for Holton, who will try to get a shot off here against the pressure. Nemaha with only one foul in this opening quarter. They can be pretty aggressive here with the full court press. Ball inbound into Taylor. Wilcott across half court with 3 seconds. Now double teamed and threw it away. And that's the end of the quarter. 7 turnovers on Holton. 5 turnovers on Nemaha Central. Both teams have more turnovers than points. Our score at the end of 8 minutes is the visiting Wildcats 6. And the home Thunder with 5 points at the end of quarter number one. We'll take a full 1 minute timeout and return on the MS Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room.
We set back to their first 2 points of the game, giving them essentially their first lead of the contest at 7-6. We get a foul called. Foul on Lily Tanking, going to be her second personal foul. Still 2 more free throws for Reagan Garrity, who made 1 of 2 late in the first quarter. Garrity has 3 points in this game. That is the most, and now she adds to that and has 1 more for a total of 4. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Our studio engineer is Kurt Kilman. Friday night, scoreboard show. That, of course, means Jake and Boz with a fun night ahead after our bowl games here this evening. One of two again as Garrity misses the second, but Nemaw Central has scored the first 3 points in this second stanza, and is the Thunder on top now with an 8-6 score.
Got Nemaw Central. They've dropped man-to-man all night, and this is what we got.
Foul.
Feeling
offensively screen. Against Brooke Wilcott. That'll be her first and already the second team foul against the Wildcats with a minute gone by here in the second quarter. Nemaw Central's won 4 games in a row. Holton has won 5 games in a row.
That 2 on Brooke Wilcott. Foul.
I believe it is. 2 on Brooke and 2 on
Willie.
Nemaw Central turns it over, though. Man, both teams have a mighty little big-time trouble hanging on to the basketball. Larison looking for the high-low to Schuster, but she's covered up, so Laura drives and tips it in off the glass. Nice move by Laura Larison.
That's the second time she's got that going to her right hand from the high post. Get some cash.
In tight at 8. Here's a three-pointer by Haley Holthouse. It's off the rim, no good. And they're going to get Schuster over the back with a foul as Nemaw Central had rebounding position in front of the 6-foot senior. And for Elizabeth Schuster, this is going to be her first personal. A little bit of foul trouble for a Holton team that doesn't have a lot of depth. They inbound it to Garrity, left side. Good look, but missed it. Honeyman rips away the rebound and lays it up and in for 2. First points for Callie Honeyman, second chance opportunity. She just wanted that ball more.
Yes, she did. She got to it.
Taylor finds Doney, her pass tip, but Schuster gets it, fakes, drives, and it rolled off. Liz able to get it back, and then threw it away. Into the hands of Haley Holthouse with the basketball. Over to Emma Hermich. Doesn't shoot the 3 this time. Nemaw's missed all 5 three-pointers attempted in the game, and now they turn it over as this ball through the hands of Honeyman. That's 7 turnovers on Nemaw Central and 9 turnovers on Holton.
Not the most exciting game to watch, but at this pace, we got a lot of basketball to take in tonight.
The only good thing about the turnovers is that every turnover is just kind of a hustle play.
Yeah.
These teams are trying to go fast. They're trying to be very quick and aggressive. Here's a shot by Wilcott that missed badly. She's still out there with 2 fouls. Holthouse one-on-one against Wilcott to the other end and missed it. Offensive board, though, by Mackey. She finds Dollinghouse and banks it in for 2. Tammy Dollinghouse, the 5th different Thunder player to score. Nemaw now with their big lead at 12-8. Holton barely breaks the pressure. Larison all the way to the baseline, and she nearly walked. Now Doney left of the lane, finds Wilcott right baseline. She drives, she's fouled. First Holton free throws of the night coming up for Brooke Wilcott, who's been there a lot this season, attempting over 45 free throws this year and making 61%. Foul on Reagan Garrity, her first. Only the 2nd total foul called on Nemaw Central here tonight. Wilcott's free throws in and out, no good. Holton has 4 points for Larison and 2 each for Schuster and Doney. That's it. Wilcott trying to join him in the scorebook. Holton down by 4. Brooke bends the knees, flicks the wrist. That one off the back lip. She missed them both.
That's something you don't see very often. Holton starting to extend the pressure a little bit. Yeah, you can do that when you got Liz Schuster inside to protect the rim.
Good ball movement by Nemaw Central. Now Hermes shot down low but missed. Rebound fought for, and we're going to get a tie-up. So against Holton's 2-3 zone, the shots that would typically be there are the 3s, and that's what has been there. They've attempted 5 of them, but Nemaw's not made any, and now they're a little bit trigger-shy from the perimeter.
You know, they haven't hit very much. You know, they should have some high post shots, they should have some wing shots. But not getting very much. Holton breaks the pressure again. Brooke Wilcott gets a shot blocked. And we're going to get a foul call.
I think that's going to be personal Hermish. Number 2, yeah, on Emma Hermish. It is. 2nd foul in the 2nd quarter for Nemaw Central. That'll bring Callie Honeyman right back in. Nemaw Central has makeup games tomorrow. I'm not for sure who decided to play when the Chiefs were going to. Of course, they didn't know the Chiefs game day and time. But they're playing tomorrow against Sabetha. as an inbounds play to Schuster leads to a kick out to Taylor. 3-point shot, no. Larison rebounds. Her follow is too strong. And now the Thunder have it. Emaw Central and Sabatha tomorrow play the second half of the Chiefs game, a makeup contest from a week ago. Here's a foul on a little drive by Cammie Dallinghouse. Foul on the floor. But it's four fouls now on Holton here in the quarter with still 4:26 to go. Becca Lassie will make her first appearance, a 6'1 sophomore replacing Larison. The foul was on Taylor, and that's just number one on Kaya. Maha underneath their own goal. Bounds it. Old Town fakes the three on the left wing. Drives, kicks. Now down low, they get a paint touch and a basket by Zoe Sundbeck, her second one of the quarter. Near steal, Schuster gets it back. Holton's biggest deficit, they trail by six. They use, screams head coach Kurt Heisler, for this offensive Wildcat set. Well, yeah, KU and K-State tomorrow
that's
as well.
Right.
Here's a three by Taylor. Nope.
Took a foul and two free throws. And Lassie.
That was on Holton trying to get box out position, and they call it. We walk to the other end, as that's five fouls against Holton. First personal on Becca Lassie. So Holton in some foul trouble. Emaw Central can add to a 6-point lead with Cammie Dallinghouse to the line, where she's hit 61% this season. Cammie, one of the five returning starters. Emaw Central's team that went 18-3 a year ago.
You know, it's easy to see. They're athletic. They got some speed, but, the two games that I've seen, they haven't shot the ball extremely well.
Dallinghouse missed both free throws, to your point. Then Nemaw commits a foul after Taylor got the rebound. She got triple sandwiched. Foul number three on Nemaw Central here in the second quarter. The first personal on Dallinghouse. And we're going to get a timeout.
30.
Emaw Central will take it, and we will as well. With 3 minutes, 50 seconds to go until halftime, it's Emaw Central 14 and Holton 8 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, joined by Coach John Holliday. Yes, we do know that the live video stream is not working, but yes, we are continually working on that. Might be halftime, though, before we can get it up and running. We're having to do a ton of updates on the both the computer and our software as Holton turns it over out of the timeout. That's 10 turnovers now against Holton. They continue to struggle with Nemaw Central's full-court press.
You know, same thing. Nemaw struggling with Holton's zone.
Three-pointer by McKee, no good. And an over-the-back foul on Callie Honeyman as Brooke Wilcott had rebounding position that time for the Cats. That's foul number four on Nemaw Central here this quarter. So now both teams shoot bonus free throws, first personal on Callie Honeyman.
Be a lot of free throws between now and halftime. That way, walk.
Wilcott between a double team trying to keep her pivot foot. And they're going to call a jump ball that'll go to Nemaw Central. So that is another Holton turnover. Holton just sped up against this pressure. They're just out of control.
Well, we haven't seen Liz Schuster get very many touches, which is, she's got 2 points, I believe.
Yep.
Hadn't got a lot of shots, hadn't got a lot of touches, paint touches inside. Laura Larris has scored a little bit on some high-low dribble drive action. But Nemaw and Holt's got Nemaw spread out as well, and they're on half-court offense.
Honeyman,
three ball.
kicks it to McKee. Another three that missed. They're 0 for 7 now from three-point land are the Thunders. But they lead by 6. It's 14 to 8. Omaha is on a 9 to 2 run here in the second quarter. Turnaround jumper blocked by Lassie. Good defense against Sudbeck. Taylor to Wilcott into the half court to Schuster at the left elbow. Drives left lane line. Pulls up. Shot partially blocked. Rebounded by Omaha Central. 2.5 to go here in the second period. Honeyman up top. Here's another three-point try. Holthaus takes the lid off finally from the outside. It's the first points for Haley Holthaus. Took 8 attempts, but Omaha Central hit the three, and now they get another steal. Here's Sudbeck, and she lost the handle and gives it back to the Wildcats. Now a foul on Omaha. That's going to be free throws at the other end as Kennedy McKee up in a bit of frustration there and picked up her first personal team foul number 5. Impressive second quarter for the Omaha Central girls. You know, some of their losses early in the season weren't bad losses. I don't know who scheduled Hanover and Centralia and Valley Heights, but those Twin Valley League teams are pretty good.
Yeah, that's a fun tournament that's going to start tomorrow. Is that this year?
Frankfurt Twin Valley League tournament. Interesting that you bring that up because we've got about a dozen games we're going to be broadcasting right here on 92.1 KMZA, starting with a couple games tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and 11:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a fun time of year. Guy gets ready to shoot her second free throw. Tournament week next week. That's, starts tomorrow, I guess, for small schools up in this area, Twin Valley. Ty hits the second one.
First point for Kaya Taylor tonight.
It's going to be a great tournament, same place here next week as well. The boys' tournament is loaded. And
foul on a shot attempt by Reagan Garrity that'll get her back to the line with Omaha up by 8. And the Thunder Classic Boys Tournament tomorrow. The new team in that tournament this year is Rock Creek. And they're pretty good.
I
have St. Mary.
Omaha
Central undefeated.
Had three schools ranked, 3A and 4A. Maybe 2A, 3A. St. Mary's is ranked. Are they not?
Yep.
Rock Creek's ranked. Omaha Central's ranked.
Tonight, Hiawatha,
Holton,
Boy, and Holton. Rounding out that field along with Marysville. Second free throw miss, but it's rebounded by Honeyman. It goes around the defender and scores. And Coach Heisler's hot. He'll take a timeout as the Thunder lead has grown to 11 points. It's 20-9. Omaha Central girls leading Holton. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're on 92.1.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
John Holliday back with you here in Seneca, minute 47 to go. Most teams are in tournaments next week, or as you mentioned, John, the Twin Valley League tournament starting tomorrow. But for these Omaha Central girls, they got most of next week off. They don't play until the Wellsville girls tournament, the Top Gun Classic. I think Wellsville, JCN still has a girls tournament, and Hiawatha has a girls tournament. Those are all three the following week after next week.
I think, you know, we used to go down to the Baser tournament. That was always the second week of tournament week, and that one's now defunct, I believe, as well. So,
Holton girls will be at the Tonganoxie tournament next week, playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to get a Omaha Central foul. We'll put Holton at the free throw line for two. Omaha Central girls have had good luck at that Wellsville tournament. They definitely see a lot of other teams. I think Jeff West is the only other area league school that's in that tournament. Laura Larison goes to the line first time tonight and misses. Got one more coming. Holton is a whopping 1 for 5 right now at the free throw line. They trail by 11. The personal is on Callie Honeyman, and that is her second. Honeyman and Hermish on the bench with two fouls each for Nemaha. Larison missed the second. And the lead remains double digits here for the home team in white. Holton has been in a 2-3 zone since the opening tip, a zone they've played well in this season. They're in a 5-game winning streak. A couple skip passes by Nemaha now on the baseline. A pull-up by Sudbeck is missed long. Tony has the board. Taylor, Larison, Schuster, and Wilcott out there for Coach Heisler and the Wildcats, who have scored a total of 3 points here in this second quarter with now under a minute to go till half. Larison and Schuster tipped away. Great defense by Cammie Dollinghouse. I've got 13 turnovers now on home.
Back to Hawthorne, man. I was going to say. And, you know, fortunately, Holt, Nemaha's only hit, what, 1 3-point shot?
Yep, one of eight.
Could be, instead of 11 points, could be 10 off Felicia.
Having to be a little careful with foul trouble here as Holt gets
another turnover.
Brooke Wilcott takes it away. That's 9 turnovers on Nemaha. Ultimate play for the last shot here of this half. 10 seconds to go in it. Larison drives, puts it up, miss, Schuster rebounds. That bounces off, hit the rim 3 times and fell to the left, but it's last touched by Nemaha out of bounds, so Holton will have it again here with 2.6 seconds to go.
Gotta be a, got time for one pass, here it comes, didn't go get shot off.
Didn't matter, it didn't go in anyway, but a tough second quarter for Holton, no doubt. And Nemaha Central leading here at the break, 20-9. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It begins after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Pook, John Holliday with you here on 92.1 KMZA, Friday Night Basketball. Crittenden tonight is going to be busy the next 8 days. Crittenden will be bringing you all the Twin Valley League tournament action here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, starting tomorrow morning at 10 and 11:30 with a couple of games from Frankfurt, and then a quadruple header coming up on Monday, CBL quarterfinal games here on KMZA. Lots of tournaments next week, lots of broadcasts. You can see all those brackets and find out what games are going to be on the air by going to our always free website at mscsports.net. Well, lots to discuss here at halftime of our group contest. Holton led 6-5 at the end of the first quarter, but they never led again as Nemaw Central ends up winning the second quarter by a 15-3 margin, and is the Thunder up 20-9 here at halftime. And both teams struggling offensively, Coach, but for Holton, they haven't gotten near as many shots up, large part because of the turnovers and struggling to handle the Thunder full-court pressure.
Well, you start with full-court pressure, and fortunately they're not turning it over where it's going to cost them 2 points. You know, when you turn it over early and fresh, you're on 3-on-2 deficit. And when that occurs, you know, obviously you can score a lot of points in a hurry. You know, the most whole turnovers are coming in the half-court area, top of the key, and they at least have an opportunity to get back and play some defense. And fortunately for Holton, Nemaw is not shooting the ball very well and to their advantage. But also, when you take a look at this, you know, Holton had the lead and it kind of reminds me of, you know, when you got teams that put that kind of pressure on, you might handle it for a quarter, but at the end of the second, you know, halfway through the second quarter, and I always thought in the third quarter going into the fourth, teams get tired. And it's the relentless pressure gets to them eventually, and it kind of looked like what happened to Holton because they were ahead of Nemaw going into the last part of the first quarter and into the first quarter, and all of a sudden Nemaw starts getting more and more opportunities, and Holton's not getting very many shots off. And we've also talked about Liz Suster and when she did get shots, she missed them, which is very much unlike her. And then you go 1-for-6 from the line. It's not a recipe for success.
Yeah, you mentioned the 1-for-6 at the line for Holton. Nemaw wasn't much better. They made just 2-of-6 free throws. And both teams struggled from the outside, Nemaw making 1-of-8. Holton only attempted a couple threes and missed both of those. Holton had 13 turnovers in the first half. Nemaw Central had 9 turnovers here at the break. Individual scoring for Holton, well, only 4 girls scored, and the most is 4 points for Laura Larrison. Olivia Doney with 2, Liz Schuster with 2, and Kaya Taylor with 1. Here's the problem. You mentioned Elizabeth Schuster averages 14 a game, but Brooke Wilcott averages 15 a game. She's got 0. Kaya Taylor averages 10 a game, and she's got 1. So Holton has 3 double-digit scores, and they've combined for a whopping 3 points here at halftime. And as we know, Holton isn't very deep, so if their main players aren't performing and scoring, it's going to be a struggle. For Nemaw Central, a little more balance. They had 6 players score in the first half, led by Reagan Garrity with 5 points. Allie Honeyman has 4. Zoe Sedbeck has 4. 3 for Haley Holthouse and 2 points apiece for Emma Hermish and Cammy Dollinghouse. For Nemaw Central, they have Callie Honeyman and Emma Hermish, 2 of their top players with 2 fouls each. And for Holton, Brooke Wilcott and Lily Tanky both have 2 personal fouls here at halftime. Again, our score, Nemaw Central 20, Holton 9. And if you're Haddon Hilton in the locker room right now, what are you telling the Thunder girls?
Well, they're playing pretty good basketball when you watch the floor game, and they're getting up and down. The turnovers aren't good. The biggest thing they're not doing is they're not making any shots. You know, they're getting shots, getting a lot of shots. But when they doesn't find any nets, you know, nothing goes on the scoreboard. As opposed to Holton, Holton's not getting very many shots. You know, Nemaw's probably put up maybe half again as many shots as what Holton has. And we don't have that nice thing that comes by in hands of statistics, but the shooting percentage is not good for either team. But right now, Nemaw's getting up a lot more shots than what Holton is. And a lot of them come from the three-point line. How many threes have they hit? You got Holton's hit. Nemaw's only hit 1 3, I recall.
Yep.
But they continue to shoot. They've got some good players sitting in post that they need to get paint touches as well, as does Holton clean some stuff up. And this isn't near as pretty basketball game as we saw the last time down at Holton. So, and if it gets to overtime today, Holton's going to have the work cut out for him second half to get it there.
Holton won in overtime in December, 54-51. That was their first win of the season, and it dropped Nemaw to 0-3. One thing I think Nemaw did better at, they were just settling for three-pointers against that 2-3 zone in the first quarter. I felt like in the second quarter, they had a lot more ball movement. They got some paint touches. They found some different ways to attack Holton's 2-3 zone, and I felt like that helped them out quite a bit offensively, so we'll see if they can build on that.
Well, I sent my grandson a text kind of alluding to that thing. You know, I think their threes came early in the offense, and you watch the second quarter, and the ball went side to side. They had some diagonal skips that went from the high post and kicked it out. So the ball was moving, gave them a chance to get their feet set a little bit more. They got some better shots. Uh, again. They didn't hit him, but they were still much more active in the half-court offense, making Holton play some defense. They got Holton into foul trouble halfway through that second stanza. So it's just, you know, you get the shots you want. I mean, obviously, they're a team that likes to shoot the three and wants to shoot the three, and they're going to continue to shoot the three. But they're going to have to hit something if they're going to do anything. You know, you go from this point on against some better basketball teams. You get down the Wellsville tournament and you shoot that percentage, you're going to get beat playing Sunshine League.
We owe you one more timeout here on the halftime show, so we'll step away for a couple minutes. HighlandCC.edu. Start here, go anywhere with Highland Community College. It's CMOS Central 20 and Holton 9 at halftime here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hyman True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HynaTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hyman True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. Second half just underway. Nemaha Central up by 11, their largest margin of the game. And both teams, well, turning it over here to begin this second half. And it's just a game of hot potato right now. I don't think either team settled down much in that locker room.
I don't know. You know, we used to have rosin. I don't know if anybody has rosin anymore.
Like a rosin bag? What do you
mean? Powder. You have powder. We used to eat that. Maybe some firm grip, maybe to catch the ball. I don't know. It's just this ball was going everywhere right now.
Everywhere but where they want it to go.
A little sticky.
Wilcott and Tankin each with 2 fouls for Holton. Honeyman and Hermish each with 2 fouls for the Thunder. Ball Central with the basketball here up 11. The right side, Hermish fake shot over Schuster, up and in. Emma Hermish, the sophomore, with her second bucket of the night.
Oh, did a great job, ball movement, and a whole turnover.
Again. That's how Nemaha Central went 1-3-1 full court press.
They jumped in that half court trap a couple times when Holton had the ball. They start the game that way.
Here's a drive and a missed layup. Good attack by Haley Holthouse, just could not finish. Holton on the run, and the Road Blues, they're going right to left on your radio dial here in the second half. Holton's deficit growing deeper as Nemaha Central will play man-to-man defense. Wilcott over to Taylor on the left wing, took a dribble, took a shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound backside to Dolly now. Gandy wants to push it, and does, but too far ahead of Honeyman. Nemaha Central. We've got 5 turnovers here in the second half, 3 on Holton, 2 on Nemaha Central already. Less than 2 minutes gone by. Again, still working to get the Holton channel live video up and going as Nemaha Central gets another steal with the full court press. might be the start of the boys game before we get the live video up and going on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. But we are glad you're tuning in here on 92.1 KMZA, online KMZA as well. Here's a three. Haley Holthouse pushed it in. That's her second one of the night and her sixth one of the season after missing the first three games of the year. Holthouse, one of those great returning starters. Coach Heisler going to have to take another timeout. This is a 5-0 run for Nemaha to begin the third quarter, and Holton's turned it over four times already here in this second half. Full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Luke John Holiday back with you. Shout out to Kelly Williams, the Nemaha Central Athletic Director. You know, they've had some good ABs around here in Seneca, but Kelly Williams is the latest to step in. He brought us some water. He knew we were having some tech difficulties and maybe sweating the small stuff earlier tonight.
Well, you were. Okay. I was cool as a cucumber.
I'm still sweating. I think Colton's sweating a bit, trying to figure out how to handle this press.
Struggling.
Holton will have the basketball down 25-9 now out of this timeout. They inbounded Larison underneath their own goal, missed it. Schuster had it, couldn't hang on. Garrity's got it against the double team and able to clear it out.
Boy, you draw it up, you get a shot like that, you miss it. Here comes the Nemaha onslaught. Well, they're starting to score now.
Three passes, the ball hardly hit the floor.
No.
They got a wide open look by Callie Honeyman, who made it. That is a 7-0 run now in this third quarter for Nemaha Central to extend their lead up to 18. Taylor, nice crossover through the lane, up and in for her first field goal of the night.
And the 3-0 picks up one.
Three-pointer miss, tanking with the board. Lily's been quiet. I don't know if she's even got a shot up on offense yet tonight, has she?
Looks so. She made it. It was early. She sat on the bench.
Made her first couple shots at Sabeth on Tuesday. And a jump ball here with Honeyman and Schuster vying for it. And it's going to be Nemaha Central basketball. So that's 18 turnovers now on Holton. They haven't had that kind of a turnover number since games 1 and 2 against Burlington and Silver Lake this year.
Kind of thought you had that. They'll figure it out. You know, they did a good job taking care of the basketball, short passes up. Nemaha's long. I mean, they got some length to them. They're athletic. Kind of set head hill drives up.
Honeyman working at the post. To Hermish. Cut off on her way into the lane. So he's stud back out there. Dollinghouse and Jade Mackey right now on the floor as well. Wilcott went for a steal and missed. Dollinghouse to the basket. Kick out. Fake three by Mackey. Now a lane.
Section lane. Lane violation.
Turnover number 12 on Nemaha Central, who leads by 16 for their fifth consecutive win. This is the 1-2-2 full court trap here. Taylor blows by him, tanking, mobs it up top to Doney. Doney just checked in a moment ago. Here's a three-pointer, Kaya Taylor, no good. And rebound off Honeyman and out of bounds. It'll stay with the cap. Good job by Doney to help keep that possession.
Doney did a nice job. She was at the top of the key and swung the basketball. When the shot goes up, she went from 25 feet out to make something happen, maintain possession.
Taylor on an inbound play. Holton has had a couple good looks. They just haven't hit. Now tanking drives, fakes the pass. Passer, shot blocked. Comes Dollinghouse. Too far ahead of Honeyman. And Holton comes up with the basketball. How many times has Nemaha Central just...
I was going to say, they're trying to throw down the middle lane. That's a tough pass. They had an outlet on the sideline and would have been an easy pass, let the post player set up, but they chose to throw right down the pike and turn it over.
kind of forcing the tempo when they don't need to. Up
exactly.
By 16.
So there's a time to do it. You need to. Right now, you've got a 5-on-5 set. There's no advantage to gain.
Bolton turns it over again.
Going to get a push. Oh, a travel.
Travel called against Jade Mackey, so another turnover.
Are we getting paid by the turnover tonight?
Be a good deal. We may run out of ink checking turnovers as we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Chad and Hilton. This is going to be a full timeout, Kurt, as well, so we're going to step away. Nemaha Central is up 11 at halftime. They lead by 16 right now. 3:09 to go, third quarter. Back for more Big East League Basketball in half a minute on KMTA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ross, Dustin Flick, John Holliday back with you here in Seneca. 7-11. Mentioned Kelly Williams earlier. Here's a little tease. I think we're going to have Mike Tinking come over and join us for a bit in between games tonight. Mr. Tinking is one of several with the Holton Youth Basketball Association that's putting on, again, their second annual big two-day tournament for the youth. Kelly Williams coaches at least one team, if not more, but there's several Big East League team members going to Holton for youth basketball this weekend. We're going to preview that with Mike Tinking in between games coming up later tonight. Is out of the timeout. Holton turns it over for the 20th time here in this game. Central has Honeyman, Holthouse, Kennedy McKee checked in. Jade Mackey and Zoe Sudback out there as well for Coach Haddon Hilchin. Ball goes out of bounds back near half court. Miscommunication. Turnover number 15 on Nemaha Central. Larison in. She'll join Schuster, Wilcott, Doney, and Taylor on the floor for Coach Heisler's squad. Looking for their first winning season in 3 years. Central's had 18-plus win seasons for almost a decade. They won the Big Seven the final 7 years. Last 7 years in the Big Seven, these Nemaha Central girls were the champs. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
That ain't bad. That's pretty good. But for the record, Holton's got the longest streak.
How many was it?
Eight straight undefeated.
What did that amount to? That was probably about 120 consecutive wins in league play then, or something like that.
I'll have to calculate it a bunch.
I should have some of those notes.
You should.
A long time ago.
You're telling me.
Well, Central with the ball. Garrity thought about a three, then thought better.
You know, that was some great basketball teams. You know, look at all the state championships during that era. Nemaha had several. Nevada had several. Rogue Valley ended up with one. After that,
Jeff West went to state. But yeah,
they got the finals 1 year.
Well, even look what Riverside did the last couple of years in the Big Seven.
Exactly.
Here's a shot by Larison missing.
Well, I hate to see it go away. Okay. This Big East League is phenomenal.
Pretty good. And it's fun to see how it shakes out this year. So they mentioned these teams playing twice. I mean, most Big East teams have, like, maybe three or four teams that they play twice. Every other league team, they just play once. So it's only one game that counts. But it's not always the first game and the second game. They They determine which games and which dates were going to be league record days before the season started. So it's a little bit different. This is a Big East game tonight. The one between these teams in December was not a league game. Nice lob to Honeyman, and it's a trip on the way up. They're going to call a jump ball with good defense there by Lori Larrison to take it away.
Well, just when Nemaha had things going their way, they hit a three, couple layups, had Holton rattled. Holton's kind of settled down a little bit. Hadn't scored much, but Nemaha was kind of on a big run. Right now, not getting there.
There's the block by Carity. Holton has scored 2 points in this third quarter with less than 30 seconds to go. They may not get the ball back. That's after they scored 3 points in the second quarter. Here's a three, Hermish. No. 15 seconds. Taylor brings it ahead for the Wildcats. No, she doesn't. She threw it up the court and threw it away. Ball intercepted by Hermish, and then a foul by Taylor with 10 seconds to go. 21 turnovers against the Cats.
Not exactly the recipe for success.
Struggling to score more than one field goal in any quarter here tonight against the Cats. Yeah, Holton averaging 50 points a game. They've scored 50 or more in four straight games. So it's about that they only got 40. Still one by that's pretty much. Well, I've only scored 7 points here in the third quarter. So that's not quite. The but pretty close to doing so. Sunny gets her first free throws of the night. 22 of 40 at the line this season. Number 7 now. Tally Huntington leading all scores tonight with 7 points. I was up for her second. Not near as much fouling here in the second half. The MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kirk Hillman, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. We head to the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central leading 29-11 against the Holton Wildcats. Well, Central will have the basketball going left to right in the home white. They trailed 6-5 at the end of one quarter. But it's been all thunder ever since. And they turn it over here to begin the fourth. That's 17 turnovers on Nemaha Central, but not to be outdone. Holton has 21 turnovers here tonight. 21 turnovers and only 11 points for Holton through three quarters. Tanking, Taylor, Schuster, Wilcott, and Becca Lassie out there on the floor who shoots from the foul line and missed it a little strong. Boss Central looking for their fifth consecutive win. Again, they got a makeup game against Sabetha tomorrow. That's a girls team that's struggling without any wins this season. Here's a three by Honeyman. It's short. Thunder have still struggled from the outside. They get a jump ball as Dollinghouse ties up the 6'1" Lassie. Session arrow favors the Wildcats.
Well, it came out, started fourth quarter, man-to-man. You know, we talked about them having success against Nemhaw and man-to-man last time we played. They've abandoned that, come back to it, but they've gotten two stops in two possessions, so maybe good things happen. I'm also surprised Nemhaw hadn't extended their pressure again. They started pressing baseline to baseline. They backed it up almost a little half-court trap.
Olsen into the half court. Lassie left side to Tanking. Tanking will scoot it back to Taylor. It sets up offense for Holton. Holton has not got many shots up. Here's a pass, a tough one for Schuster, and it's tipped and stolen away. Another Holton turnover. And now a shot at the other end. Banked high off the window and through by Zoe Sudbeck. Got six. The lead is up to 20. Biggest of the night. Lassie out to Tank. That's a three on the right wing. Missed it long. You can tell how sped up and rushed Holton is on shooting, on dribbling, on trying to drive. Anything they do is just totally sped up. This Nemhaw defense from the opening tip tonight taking Holton out of their game.
Well, there's no question. This is a different Nemhaw team than we saw down at Holton last time. Dribble drive and missed the bucket.
Honeyman got her own miss and got fouled, so Callie going to head to the line to shoot two. Yeah, the only player they didn't have in that game was Haley Holthouse, and she made a couple threes tonight and scored six. But, yeah, Nemhaw Central just seems to have a lot more confidence, seem to be playing with a higher energy level here tonight.
The body language is much better. Man, I just remember watching that game thing, man, these girls really don't act like they care if they're here or not. Their team out here, they're smiling. It's easy to do when you're up 20. But at the same point in time, it's body language is much better. You have a little more spring in their step. Defensively, they're much more active. Offensively, they're finding the extra man a lot of times, even if it doesn't get to a bucket. But it's usually getting to a pretty good shot. But defensively, they've played great start to finish.
Holton got it across half court that time, but then Liz Schuster bounced it off her foot. It's been just one of those nights for Holton. 5:52 left here in the fourth quarter. We got the boys' game to follow. Going to talk a little youth basketball, a huge tournament in Northeast Kansas coming up this weekend. We'll be joined by Mike Tanking at halftime. We're still trying to get the Holton Channel live video up and going at MSCSports.net. Updates for days to the computer and the software program that we use. And there's a slip. But thankfully, Cammie Dollinghouse is okay. She went down pretty hard there. It looked like just kind of slipped. And now we're going to foul on Nemhaw Central at the other end. Well, both teams have cut back on the fouls here in the second half for sure. This one on Reagan Garrity is her second. Coach Hilton was asking about a foul at the other end, and the referee said she put down. Here's Larrison on the inbound play, missing it. Schuster rebound, scores, and one. Liz Schuster, an appearance for the first time since the first quarter in the scorebook, to have a chance for the three-point play. Brooke Wilcott, averaging 15 points a game for Holton, has 0. Elizabeth Schuster, averaging 14 points a game, has 4. Now 5 as she connects on the charity toss. The foul on Callie Honeyman was her third. Kaya Taylor, who averages 10 points a game for Holton, she has 3. Nobody has scored the basketball for the Wildcats tonight. The leading scorer now, Schuster, with 5 points. Here's a partial block. They're going to whistle a foul as Brooke Wilcott came over to help defensively and is going to pick up her third personal.
Well, there's no question. You know, this time of year, with all the film that's easily gathered now, is scouts are out. It's something that, you know, there's no question that Holton needs Liz Schuster to score. Holton needs Brooke Wilcott to score. Holton needs Kai Taylor to score. You know, and those three have been taken out of the game. They haven't gotten very many shots. got some athletes guarding athletes right now, and it's a battle. Brooke Wilcott takes the rebound. Comes Holton because Nemhaw missed a couple free throws. Opportunities there again. You know, you kind of mentioned this at halftime, Coach, but usually I feel like Holton gets maybe 10 or 15 points a game off turnovers. I don't think they've got any points off turnovers tonight. Nemhaw Central has 17 turnovers, but as you mentioned, they've been in transition or in the half court, and Holton normally gets some deflections out of that 2-3 with Wilcott tipping it, and they've got none of those tonight. That's why Brooke hasn't scored. And here she just picked up a charge foul. That's going to be her fourth personal to defense by Emma Hermish.
Yeah, Brooke went in a little out of control. Not sure it was a complete charge, but one on two. Not usually a good scenario.
One on two and not under control, you're not going to get many calls, right?
Exactly. You know, a lot of times it may not bail you out, but.
There's a three-point bucket by Kennedy McKee. The freshman for Nemhaw Central becomes the seventh Thunder player to score. Now Schuster at the other end answers with a two, gliding to the goal. Point lead that was 21 just a moment ago. Thunder with the basketball, and we're down to 4 minutes left to go here in the girls' contest. Boys game to follow, and then the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show with Jake and Bonds. And that's a good thing, Coach, is when we have a long road trip, that's more time to listen to the scoreboard show on our drive home after the games on Friday night. Hermish out of control, but found the pass to Garrity, who got fouled and will head to the line and shoot two. Jake and Boz will keep you awake on your drive home from the game.
They, I have to give them a call tonight. I gave them a call when we came home from Burlington.
You're not going to have much good to talk about from this ball game.
Well, no, but just because you talk to those guys, I mean, it has to be about the ball game.
True.
They don't talk about anything.
Garrity misses the first of two free throws. She is 3 for 7 at the line. In fact, neither team's done very good at the Garrity stripe here tonight. Was the second personal on Doney. Here's the second free throw for Reagan Garrity, who's got 5 points. Check that six. That free throw falls. Thunder going deeper, deeper down their bench. Get girls in that haven't played a lot of varsity this year. Jordan Haberkamp checked in for the first time. And in fact, only one starter left on the court for Coach Haddon Hilchin. High low to Schuster, who missed it but got fouled, and Liz Schuster will have a couple of free throws. Holton has brought Taylor Sagenhagen off their bench the game as well, so they've got a couple bench players out there here in the final 4 minutes.
Well, jumped out of there, not Holton, but Nemhaw jumped out of their pressure. Holton immediately got a little high low action, which they have, the first time they've got that tonight. Been a staple in their offense.
Schuster made the first free throw. She's almost a 70% foul shooter. Has 8 points now tonight and 9 as she switches in the second free throw. Liz is 3 for 3 at the line. Also in for Nemhaw Central, Caroline Nordis. She's a 5'9 sophomore. So Nordis and Haberkamp and one other player with 32 that's not listed in the program or on the Nemhaw roster. Checked in to clear Coach Hilchin's bench. 36-18. Score doubled up. Got blocked by Larison out of play. It'll stay with Nemhaw Central.
Anyway, so he's gone to his bench, gone deep fairly early. I mean, you got an 18-point game, which is probably going to win it, but we've also got to keep in mind they got to play again tomorrow. Against Sabetha, not a lot of love lost between Paul and Sabetha fans.
You are correct. They get to play twice this year. It's their first meeting tomorrow, a makeup game. Shot by the Thunder misses. They get another offensive rebound. So a three-chance possession. There's the lob and the shot, and that one's good. Banked in. As into the scorebook for Nemhaw Central, Caroline Nordis.
sophomore, getting one of her first varsity buckets of the year. Now foul against Nipaha. This one will even up our team fouls at four apiece here in the fourth quarter. It'll be free throws the rest of the night. Lassie in, Schuster out. And Holton played six girls in half their games this only one deep off the bench after contact. The other three games, they've only played seven. Only twice this year, they've played eight girls. Including tonight.
Interesting to see what happens. Talked about this earlier. Next week, they're going to play three games in 3 days. So, third Friday, Saturday.
Tonganoxie tournament for the Holton girls. Shot by Nemaha, no good. Missed by Jade Mackey. They get an offensive board. Man, Nemaha getting a lot of rebounds here late. Under a minute 45 to go. Missed shot. The rebound ripped away from Lassie. Another missed shot. Finally, the Cats corral it. Taylor looking to push it. Taya's made one shot tonight. Wilcox made zero shots tonight. Schuster's made two shots tonight. So they've made three shots between the top three girls. And there's Wilcox saying, I'm not going to be shut out. As Brooke is able to glide to the hoop and score her first two. Out the other end, Nemaha fouled. And they'll have a couple of free throws. Foul on Laura Larrison. Personal number three. Wilcox, the only player in this game with four fouls. Kennedy McKee at the line. She made a three a moment ago and now makes her first of two free throws. Wilcott and Taylor come out. So those three girls, Schuster, Taylor, and Wilcott, three leading scorers, all averaging double digits now, all out of the ballgame. He hits both free throws. Little freshman with five.
I was going to say, talk about shooters. You know, granted, I've seen her shoot three shots. Boy, she's got a pure-looking shot.
Lassie misses the banker. 1 minute to go. Score doubled up again. It's 40-20. Nemaha Central's going to have their fifth consecutive win after starting this year 0-3. Turn it over. Holton is about to have a five-game winning streak ended. Coach mentioned they'll play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They play the host Tonganoxie next week in that tournament on Thursday night at 6 p.m. We plan to broadcast that one on the Holton channel. Here's a steal by Nemaha. Great anticipation up the court and blocked by Tony, but it'll call her for a foul. Good hustle by Liv to get back there and will make Nemaha try to earn some points here at the charity stripe.
Good hustle by Liz Doney. That's one of them she could learn to come with her left hand across. Avoid the body contact. Good hustle on her effort.
They're made free throw by Bailey Snyder. They announced that Bailey Snyder is another freshman. Goes and the second, so you got freshmen playing well. I guess it's a sign that Nemaha Central is not going to fall from the top anytime soon, huh? They have consistently been one of the top teams every year around Northeast. 22-point lead. Holton has more turnovers than points tonight. 23 turnovers and 20 points. That's with just two turnovers by Holton here in the fourth quarter. Pendleton seconds coming off the clock. Holton will be 5-3 with the loss. Nemaha Central will be 5-3 with the win. They'll split their two meetings this season. That's the end of the game. It's the final score. Nemaha Central 42, Holton 20. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up. We'll pick a Farmer State Bank of Onega and Westmoreland player of the game. Wrap up the girls' broadcast for you next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Monday through Friday, Kyle.
Win, Kyle. Win, Kyle. Win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Justin Fook, John Holiday with you. Final score in the girls' game, 42-20. Nemaha Central avenges one of their losses and wins their fifth in a row in very convincing fashion. Even though Holton led 6-5 at the end of the first quarter, Nemaha Central put this game away. Really, with a 15-3 second stanza, they were up 11 points at halftime and added to the lead in the second half. Holton scored 6 points in the first quarter, 3 points in the second quarter. Holton only had 2 points in the third quarter, and they didn't score double digits in any quarter tonight, getting a total of just 20, their lowest output by far and away this season. Holton 5-3 with the loss, Nemaha Central 5-3 with the win. Turnovers were a problem for both teams. Nemaha Central ended up with 18 turnovers tonight, but Holton had 23 turnovers compared to just their 20 total points. Holton also did not make any threes, and out of their top three girls at all average scoring in double digits, Brooke Wilcott, Kaya Taylor, they both made only one field goal each, and Elizabeth Schuster made only two field goals tonight for the Wildcats, who ended up 4 of 9. From the free throw line, Holton led by Elizabeth Schuster with 9 points. Laura Larrison had 4. Kaya Taylor with 3. 2 each for Olivia Doney and Brooke Wilcott. For Nemaha Central, they were led by Callie Honeyman with 9 points. 6 for Haley Holthouse. 6 for Reagan Garrity. 5 for Kennedy McKee. 4 points for Emma Hermish. And 2 late each for the freshman Caroline Nordis, or sophomore, and Bailey Snyder. Cammie Dolly announced, yeah, with 2 points as well. Nemaha Central had 9 girls score in the victory here tonight. They also made 11 of 20 from the free throw line. Did the Nemaha Central girls winning by 22 points. They'll be against Sebastian tomorrow and then just about a week off before their mid-season Wellsville Top Gun tournament. Holton, well, they almost have a week off as well. They don't play till next Thursday, and then they'll play Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Tonganoxie tournament next week. Good to see Jerry Odom. We were talking about former great Nemaha Central or Nemaha Valley athletic directors earlier tonight. Mr. Odom coming over to say hi. Coach Sean Holiday, I've pretty much given my thoughts on the final sets. I'll get your final thoughts now, wrapping up this girls' game here tonight.
Well, you talked about 23 turnovers, but then you go back and 21 of those were in three quarters. You know, the last two, 23 is not a horrible amount of turnovers. When you had 21 of them, 22 of them in three quarters, and you can't score the basketball, you're not getting an opportunity to score the basketball, they really become magnified. And, you know, fortunately for Holton, the Nemhall wasn't making them pay. I mean, Nemhall was solid, good to great defensively, but they did not, you know, translate those into quick points or into, dominating fashion. You know, they got a little spurt here, and, you know, Nemhall has scored 42 points. That's not a ton of points there, but, you know, when you go from scoring 50-some points a game down to 20, that's not a recipe for success when you got, you hit everything. Rebounding, Holton had many opportunities. They had many possessions where they had two, three shots. Just couldn't get anything to go down. And you'll have to go back and go back and take a look and say, hey, what we got to do to make ourselves better again? And you got a nice stretch here. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, it's going to be cold, but we got a chance to get to school, get some practice in, get ready for the tournament, because you're not going to get a break next week. You're going to have to get all the work in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because you don't have any practices on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, right the ship, get yourself back to the things you did, shorten the passes up. You know, we got to get our big three to score some points again. And, you know, you talked about it as well, being able to get some runouts, get a couple free steals, get Brooke Wilcox to the rim on a breakaway, because she outruns most people with the ball in her hands when they don't have a basketball to dribble. She can beat most up to the rim. And, you know, we need some points like that. You need some stick backs. We've been getting nothing parlayed this week or tonight into a chance to make yourself successful. Boys' games will be good. Got Coach Thomas coming over here, talking to him a little bit. You know, a lot of good memories up here in this gym. A lot of good people, a lot of good basketball being played when Holton and Nemhall got together.
One final item of business for the girls' game. We need to do it real quick. Do you have any thoughts on our player to bank on? It's presented by the Farmers State Bank in Onega and Westmoreland. A few options. Nobody scored in double digits tonight, but which player for Nemhall maybe stood out and made a big difference for you?
Well, Nemhall, the nice thing about Nemhall, when you take a look at their team, they've got a plethora of kids that could do it, but probably when I look at that, it's either got to be Garrity or Honeyman.
I agree.
And I'd probably have to go with Garrity early. I thought she did a nice job. Honeyman kind of came on late. And, between those two, I'd probably go with Garrity.
All right, Reagan Garrity. She was forced on the glass, played good defense tonight, got to the line quite a bit. 8 free throws attempted. She made half of them. Did Reagan Garrity, scored 6 points. Honeyman had 9. We'll go with Reagan Garrity as our Farmers State Bank player to bank on in the girls' game. And that'll wrap up our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business. Be Outdoors Real Estate for residential, commercial, and agriculture property. So 42-20. Our final in the girls' game, Nemhall Central wins by 22 over Holton. Before we send it back to the studios, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes here. We can chat with Mr. Mike Tanking, who is a familiar voice on the MSC Sports Radio Network and more specifically on the Holton Channel. But, Tank, I know you have a big youth basketball tournament coming up. We were talking about Kelly Williams earlier, the Nemhall Central Athletic Director. I know he coaches some teams and a lot of Big East and Northeast Kansas teams that are all going to be in Holton the next couple of days, huh?
Yeah, we've got our second annual January tournament taking place over the weekend. We'll be going from 8:00 in the morning till 8:00 tomorrow, and we'll be going from noon to 6 on Sunday. We have 58 teams. We'll have 87 games. We're using every gymnasium in the district. We've got 5 courts going. I think I counted 32 different officials are going to be officiating. A lot of great volunteers with our organization that are stepping up to, you know, run the gate or run the clock or the scores table and just a lot of good things going on. I know there's a couple teams from Seneca coming down. There's teams from all over the Big East League, for that matter, going to be in the tournament. We've got teams from as far south as Burlington, as far west as Riley County, as far east as Baser Linwood, and I think as far north as Sabetha. So covering a pretty big swath and doing it for a good cause, and there's going to be a lot of kids getting a lot of experience on the court this weekend in Holton.
That's impressive to hear you rattle off the number of teams and the number of volunteers. And I know the other thing that, if people heard that, maybe didn't know about it, they want to watch some young kids play some basketball and learn some basketball. Sounds like some pretty
competitive basketball, and it's open for anybody to come and watch and help out your association, right?
Yeah, and I think the fun part about these tournaments, these small-town tournaments, is this isn't the MAYB where you have, necessarily the highest levels of teams. There's going to be there'll be some really good teams. There'll be some elite-level teams, but there's a lot of maybe beginner-type teams as well, and I think that every team in the tournament should find some games that are competitive for them. Yeah, you'll see some that are pretty lopsided, but an opportunity to play, and you know, if you're in the area and want to come watch some basketball, like I said, every gym in the district will be used every hour. Every game just lasts an hour. It's a 40-minute running clock game, and usually we stay on schedule real well unless something crazy happens. And so, yeah, come support the organization. There'll be concessions in the main gym at the high school, and $5 will get you in for the day and take in some games and support some local Big East League athletes.
We were talking earlier during the girls' game about, you know, DeMoss Central's had a great program in basically every sport for a lot of years, but specifically in basketball, because we're talking about that. You know, Coach Holliday was reminiscing about the long run and the league winning streak year after year after year that the Wildcats have. But this is where it starts. Like, if there's going to be a program or a school that's going to get to that level, I mean, it starts with what you guys are doing, and it starts with getting more people and more kids involved at a younger age, right?
Yeah, it really does, and it starts with good volunteers. It starts with parents that want to dedicate the time and put the effort in, and you know, Coach Holliday can attest to this. I'm sure his best teams probably had a lot of parents that were involved at a young age with their kids, and so we've got a good thing going. We've got great organization, great volunteers. We get the skill sessions going on Sundays. We've had skills pretty much every Sunday since the basketball season started. We'll go through the end of February at least. And we've had as many as 67 kids in the gym, I think, on a Sunday. We had to go up to the JV gyms. We had to split them up. And, you know, at a minimum, we've got 30 to 35 kids in the gym on Sundays. And we even did skills through the summertime, had three mornings a week. And that's where it starts. I mean, you watch the games on Fridays, and it isn't, you can't just pick up the basketball at the start of the basketball season. It all starts with the foundation when you're a young kid and learning how to dribble and shoot and pass.
Well, you're obviously pretty good with Excel sheets, and I can't imagine the nightmare of putting all these brackets together and all these volunteers and all these officials and all this stuff, so I know it takes a lot to coordinate. How's your IT skills? Because we can't get the Holton channel up and going.
Oh, no, not with this tonight. That's above my pay grade. That doesn't have anything to do with Excel spreadsheets. So I'm out. But, no, I had somebody ask me this week, you know, that's a lot of work you're putting in. I said, it's fun. I kind of like it. And the crazy part is, and anybody that donates their time and efforts to nonprofit organizations, you put a lot of planning in, you know, weeks and weeks of planning and communicating with everybody that's going to be involved. And then you blink and 48 hours, it's over. And, you know, you hope it goes smoothly. It has the last couple times we put on these tournaments, and we usually have a lot of fun with it, too.
Well, he hit on a couple things. I remember talking the last thing that impressed me most about what the Holton Youth Basketball Association has done is your skills. And that's your bottom line. And, you know, you can watch this girls' game. You know, one thing that's a lost art in the game of basketball is jump shooting. let me rephrase that. Jump shot maker. We see a lot of jump shooters and all of jump shots. And it takes a lot of time with these kids to, you know, playing the game is a lot of fun. It's a reward for some practice for some of these kids. But I've always been pleased to hear when you talk about your Sunday skill sessions and you know, that this is a way for it to make some money for the youth. I mean, I know how much work this tournament is for you, and we used to do it ourselves. And, boy, you're exactly right. You blink and the weekend's gone.
Yep,
but when you got as much help as you got, it's a fun weekend.
Yeah, it really is. And like I said, the funds, everything that we raise stays with our organization, and we put it right back into the youth as a whole community. And try to make, you know, these tournaments cost money, and uniforms cost money, and we try to give the kids and the teams as much of these funds back as we can to try to make it affordable for them to be able to play the game that everybody loves and not have to work over an arm and a leg to do so. So we've done some really good things with the funds that we've been able to raise so far. We've got some big hopes and dreams for this organization and the Holton community. And you know, last year we bought a brand new Dr. Dish rebounding machine for the high school team, for instance, and was able to donate some funds to the high school boys and girls basketball programs. I know the girls got some new uniforms out of the deal. So I'm trying to do some good things with it and make sure that the kids are the ultimate focus and benefiting from all of our efforts.
Well, you also hit the nail on the head. The thing that makes this thing go is parents.
Yep.
And you got to have parents that are willing to bring the kids to the gym, let them work, make them work, allow them to get better, let them figure out some things. And they're also the ones that, you know, can make this tournament run for you. I'm sure you got a lot of help from parents as well. But it's you're exactly right. It takes dedication, it takes some work, and you know, quite honestly, with the way we don't live our lives anymore, it takes a lot of time that you have to give up to get your kids to the gym to get them to become a basketball player, or any sport for that matter. So, a huge thank you from me. I sure appreciate what you guys do, and glad to see it carrying on.
Have a great weekend, Tank, and we invite everybody to come to Holton in three different schools and watch a lot of basketball the next 24, 48 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun time. Appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, so we need to send it back to our studios, but just a couple minutes, and then we'll be back for boys basketball, Nemaha Central and Holton. Boys basketball will be coming up next year live from Seneca tonight on 92.1, the MSC Sports Radio Network.